And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Richard Englund. Food security meets defense. It's easy to think of national defense as something distant, but sometimes it starts in the soil. Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi explains how the connection between food and defense is being brought to light.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has unveiled the National Farm Security Action Plan, a bold new initiative aimed at protecting America's food supply and reinforcing national defense. At the center of the plan is a push to block foreign adversaries, especially countries like China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, from purchasing American farmland. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins stressed that reclaiming U.S. farmland and preventing further foreign control isn't just about agriculture. It's about national strength and sovereignty. One of the plan's top priorities is to enact legislative and executive actions that ensure farmland remains in American hands, preserving both food independence and security. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth emphasized how foreign ownership of land near U.S. military bases presents a real security risk. Farmland located near strategic installations has, in some cases, been purchased by foreign-backed investors, raising concerns about surveillance, sabotage, and broader vulnerabilities. Hegseth underscored that food, energy, and water security are now treated as pillars of national defense, and the DoD fully supports this effort to restore control over critical resources. With the USDA and DoD partnering to protect what truly matters, this plan is a strong step towards putting America first, securing not just the land, but the future that grows from it. If you would like more information, visit www.defense.gov. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Richard Englund.